AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House is declaring victory after pressuring Colombia into accepting deportation flights filled with undocumented immigrants from the U.S. Correspondent Lilia Luciano.
So it seems like things have de-escalated successfully and the tariffs are now on hold.
Israel's just revealed a Hamas list showing 8 of the 33 hostages to be released in the next phase of the Gaza ceasefire agreement are dead. The news comes as Palestinians return to bombed out northern Gaza. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
If the ceasefire holds, Gazans can keep returning home, a sea of people in an exodus from their own self-described hell.
They're marking 80 years since the liberation of a Nazi death camp. CBS's Anna Noriskevich is at Auschwitz.
The former concentration camp and extermination camp serves as a solemn reminder of the 1.1 million lives lost during the Holocaust.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. The average price of gasoline rose 1.6 cents per gallon in the last week. The average across the state today is $2.94. This is 19.4 cents higher than a month ago and over 21 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. The national price of diesel also rose, increasing 4.4 cents to stand at $3.65 per gallon. Officials at GasBuddy say oil prices declined over the last week following President Trump's speech at the World Economic Forum. He urged Saudi Arabia to lower oil prices by restoring production. Prices have stabilized for the time being, with crude more than $5 per gallon below prices a couple of weeks ago. GasBuddy officials are monitoring any potential impacts from the possible U.S. tariffs on Canada and Mexico, as they are key sources of crude oil imports. That deadline is February 1st, and officials will be watching for the possibility of retaliatory tariffs. If the tariffs don't materialize, gas prices could stay relatively stable over the next few weeks until the seasonal rise that usually begins in mid to late February. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.79 to $2.89 per gallon. The city of Marshfield is accepting sealed bids for the sale of ash tree logs until February 13th. You'll need to have the bids to City Hall before 4 p.m. that Thursday. Bids will be open immediately and open to the public thereafter. The date for Mid-States Farm Tour and the Wisconsin Technical College's Ag Day celebration is announced. The event will take place on March 11th. The WTCS Ag Day celebration, breakfast, and lunch will be held at the American Legion Post 54 in Marshfield. You will need to register by March 4th at mstc.edu. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO.
The Chiefs beat the Bills. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs held on to beat the Bills 32-29. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes on having the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row.
It's just so hard to get to the Super Bowl, and I don't take it for granted. And to be able to do it again at Arrowhead was special. I mean, last year it was awesome. You get there and you win it, but you're at a different stadium. And then being able to win it at Arrowhead, these moments that I'll have for the rest of my life.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen on now being 0-4 in the postseason against Kansas City.
It's not fun, but to beat the champs, you gotta to be the champs, you gotta beat the champs, and we didn't do it tonight.
The Chiefs will face the Eagles on Sunday, February 9th in Super Bowl 59. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beating Nebraska 83-55. Nebraska has now lost six in a row. NBA, the Bucks are in Salt Lake City tonight to take on the Utah Jazz inside the Delta Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds, maybe a flurry or two today, and breezy, highs 30 to 35. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows 10 to 15, and more clouds tomorrow, breezy with flurries, highs in the low 30s. Mild and dry for the rest of the week. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
It is the weekend. That means coming up on the show, we'll break down all the news that you might have missed and wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning. It is Monday, January the 27th of 2025. Up 3 degrees in the past hour. Fair skies, 23 degrees is the temperature. And welcome to the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by viewing our video stream, both on YouTube and on Facebook. You can go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com, go to 98.9 WXCO's channel. You can see us there. You can also now go to the Facebook channel as well, facebook.com. Go to the 98.9 WXCO page on Facebook as well. You can leave your comments on our stream pages. You can also call or text us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to let us know what your thoughts are. It can be about something we're talking about. It can be something about what we're not talking about as well. We'd love to hear from you and be part of the show. Also, if you have not already downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? Because you can easily contact us through the app. Just go to your app store, search Civic Media. It is a free app. Download it, and then you can listen to us wherever you may be. You can go to our website. You can call us or text us there as well. Well, the voice is getting better. I have to admit, it's been an incredible struggle. It's been incredibly frustrating. It's been, I wish I could put into words how frustrating it's been. It's been last 5 days where my voice has been awful. Today it's just below normal. But I think we're getting closer. It's this time of year, and it makes me just crave spring. I just think, and I think a lot of folks have been going through issues with the health lately as well.
Yeah.
But hopefully you're not out there. Hopefully you're feeling good. But at least we're closer to where we need to be. Before we go any further, need to say hi, hello, and good morning to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Mr. Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How was the weekend?
Weekend was pretty good. I went to the holiday party on Saturday, and then on Sunday, I just a lazy Sunday. I took some time off. I played with my cat, Fanta, because I hadn't seen her since I went on vacation, so it was good to play with her. I got to catch up on my new book I'm reading and just work on a new story idea. I've been thinking about for a while now, and last night I was able to get those ideas on paper and start working on it. So it's nice to just have a lazy Sunday just to end the weekend and head into the new week feeling strong.
Do you dare share your story idea with us?
Well, let's see. Well, one thing you need to know about me is I'm a guy who likes to write fan fiction. Just like a lot of great people out there, fan fiction is basically you take like these different universes, like from the movies or TV shows or books, and you kind of put your own little spin on them. And mine, well, I've actually had a lot of different fan fictions I've made over the years, but I actually don't want to give anything away right now because it's still
fine,
in the
that's fine.
It's still in the planning process, but it should be a really fun story.
You're just going to tease us a little bit, but hopefully at some point you are able to share.
Fan fiction is just a great way for me to, relax and lower my anxiety and just to help the creative part of my brain kind of explore a little bit more, because I'm a very creative person. I like to think outside of the box, and writing fan fiction is just a great way to keep my imagination alive.
Very good.
Also, reading books helps me to do that too, because with certain books I read, I get some ideas flowing in the back of my mind, and I'm able to use those ideas for our future ideas. So it's always just, technology is nice, but reading is a truly great escape. It really is.
Oh, very good. Coming up at the end of the show, we'll have our daily history lesson. Talk about some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. Talk about some of the celebrity birthdays that are happening today. Talk about some of the special events today and this week. And then, of course, we will wrap things up with our number for the day quiz. And
that's,
I know,
right,
you're all going to be waiting last couple of minutes of the show, see if Ian can get off to a good start. What we do is we give Ian three different choices for our number for the day. Based on the math, he should get one out of three right just by guessing. So 33% is always the low end. Has to be at least 33% to have a passing grade for the week. But that's not enough. We want him to have a winning week, which is more right than wrong. His all-time best week is 4 out of 5, and we're still looking for that perfect week.
Oh, yes.
Well, you had a perfect week last week.
Well, one in the right direction.
One for
exactly.
One is kind of hard to say, but it's, I guess technically it's a perfect week. But you have to have a minimum number of days. And I would say at least 4 days would be required in a week to get the official holy grail of a perfect week.
Absolutely.
Would you like to know the topic for today's number for the day quiz?
Sure. What is today's topic?
Well, I mentioned earlier that coming up on Sunday, February the 2nd, is Groundhog Day.
That's right.
So today we're going to have a question involving Groundhog Day.
Okay.
Find out whether or not an early spring is on its way.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned earlier in the show that we are going to get maybe a taste of spring later in the week.
Yeah,
Thursday,
be really nice.
Mid-40s on Thursday. So last week, a lot of cold weather, but it's going to warm up. And what snow we have on the ground probably will go away by the time we get towards Thursday.
Yeah, that's not very good news for the snowmobilers.
No, it's not. And
especially for the people who are selling them.
Yeah, I tell you. It's like,
as you said earlier, because, if the snowmobile salespeople don't sell anything, it's not good business.
No, it's not. So we will talk about Groundhog Day. I mean, again, we always say this. Hard to believe how fast things are going, but...
Seriously, we're only 4 days away till the end of the month.
I know it, huh? It's like...
And this year is not a leap year.
No, it's not. Votes.
Last year was a leap year. Last year we had 29 days in February, but now it's been 4 years, and then we got to wait another 4 years for another leap year. So 28 days in this February.
But one of the good things about February is it's a shorter month because we want to get to March. And when we get to March, all of a sudden, you sometimes get that dose of spring.
Yeah. Spring fever.
Yep. So you get through that month of February, and then you get towards March, and then get towards the spring. So hopefully be able to get to that very, very quickly as well. So
indeed.
Yeah. Coming up tonight, we have high school basketball. And you talk about, we're getting towards the end of the winter sports season. In fact, we're about, probably about 3.5 weeks away from the start of high school playoffs for hockey. Then after that, a week after that, will be high school playoffs for girls basketball. And then after that, another week, high school basketball playoffs for boys. So we're getting really towards the end of the winter sports season. And tonight we have high school girls basketball. The Marathon Red Raiders taking on the Assumption Royals. Assumption, one of the top-ranked teams in the state in Division 5. A Marathon having themselves an outstanding season. So should be a really good one tonight for Marathon High School. I'll be on the air starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip-off at 7:15. That's right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Once I'm done with the show, I'm going to try to rest the voice.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully we'll be closer to 100% tonight. But I tell you, Thursday and Friday... And again, if you were tuned in Thursday and Friday, both for this show and for my broadcast,
I was listening a little bit.
I apologize. It was just, I did the best I could. I'll say that much. But it was just difficult. It was such a pain. And again, it makes you appreciate when things are easy. Because normally, when we do this show, just talk. We talk about the issues of the day. We talk with our guests. We talk. And it's not something I really think about. You do it. But over the past almost week, I have been just focused on trying to talk in a way that people can understand me. Mm. And that makes it so difficult. And it just makes you appreciate when you have good health, when you're healthy. And that's why I talked earlier in the show about the importance of having our hospitals, like the Spirus with the expansion.
Uh-huh.
Boy, health is... What is it that you don't really appreciate your health until you don't have your health? And I've been feeling that way over the last week or so. And hopefully be 100% sooner rather than later.
You sound like you're up to 75% better.
Getting there. But I want 100%. Absolutely. We're going to take a timeout. Be right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad, and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Show 98.9 WXCO online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Time is 9:22. Of course, one of the big stories last week was the firing of Sam Cuffell, former Channel 9 meteorologist who had been working in Milwaukee at CBS 58. Over the weekend, saw an article from Charlie Sykes, and I'm not a huge Charlie Sykes fan. He was a conservative radio host for many years in Milwaukee before he became a never Trumper, and he's still very much a critic of the current president.
Okay.
But he had a good article talking about hypocrisy. And that's one area that I've talked about a lot. That's one reason why I've talked about the folks down the street.
Remember, folks, the definition of hypocrisy is when you say one thing, but do the exact opposite.
Exactly. And the person that started the issue with Sam Cuffell was a Milwaukee conservative talker on WISN radio named Dan O'Donnell.
Okay.
And Charlie Sykes points out in his article about how Dan O'Donnell was outraged with the private Instagram post from Sam Cuffell saying that dude Nazi saluted twice during the inauguration, adding, "You bleep with this man, and this man, I don't bleep with you," full stop. And obviously, a little bit of expletives in there, but it was a personal, private Instagram posting.
Mm-hmm.
Cuffell also posted a meme on Instagram with a quote from "It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia," and
again, a little bit of colorful language. And then Dan O'Donnell was, just outraged with this, you know. And basically, you know, he brought up the fact that how could Sam Cuffell say such terrible things? And O'Donnell said it was a lie that Musk had given a Nazi salute. I think we can agree to disagree there.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But
I've seen the picture.
O'Donnell was especially exercised at Cuffell's criticism of the world's richest man was, quote, vulgar. And then Charlie Sykes says, keep that word in mind, vulgar.
Vulgar, okay.
Because, and here's where the hypocrisy comes in.
All right.
Charlie Sykes went to Dan O'Donnell's own Facebook feed. While O'Donnell did not personally post them, his feed is filled with references to Kamala Harris as a, I don't know if I should use the word. I don't think I'm going to use the word, but.
You don't have to say it. Just
starts with a WH.
Oh, gosh.
And then there were crudely racist memes and references to a certain sexual act.
Oh, come on.
O'Donnell was not offended by any of them enough to remove them from his feed. In fact, Sykes says, as of Friday, all those posts were still up. So when, again, and Sykes rightly says, O'Donnell hasn't been fired, suspended, or disciplined in any way for the vulgar memes on his Facebook page. And he won't be, because in the brave new mega world, hypocrisy is not a fireable offense.
Apparently not.
It's wrong. It's,
Just the fact that he talks like that and just has those pictures and then comparing to a certain.
But like, if you're going to be outraged, you can't be selectively outraged. It's hypocritical.
Uh-huh.
And also, again, Channel 58 should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, where is the courage now for any of these businesses?
I mean, honestly, it seems like courage has been Well, you're fine. It seems like courage has been replaced with a cowardness or just, no, that's the wrong word, compliance. Like, basically, you know, what's the point of fighting all this if we can just go along with it and not be punished ourselves? Like, that is wrong. Just going along with it is not going to make the problem go away. You have to stand up to the problem and actually do something about it and say that this is wrong.
Sam Cuffell did put out a statement on Friday, said, I just want to thank everyone for the tremendous support I've received. I was just voicing my personal opinion on a private social media account that was not accessible to the general public.
Absolutely. It was her private account and no one else had access to it or even should.
She said that as well. She did not mean to harm anyone. She said, I never intended to harm anyone, certainly not my former employer and colleagues. She said, I'm still processing all of this and weighing my options. But again, I'm deeply appreciative to all those who have supported me through this. She had been at Channel 58 for more than 5 years after previously working at Channel 9 in Wausau after graduating from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee in 2016. She was a star at Channel 9. You could see she was going to big places. And
she was. I remember watching her.
Yep. And this is wrong on every level. And I hope this is not over. I hope that somehow senses are come to at Channel 58 or something. But this is just wrong.
It is.
9:29 is the time. Information update coming up here on 98.9 WXCO. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. The city of Wausau is holding its annual Pause and Protect Clinic on Sunday, March 9th. This is an opportunity for free rabies vaccines and discounted microchips to cats and dogs in the city. Pause and Protect will be held at a new location this year. It will be inside Marathon Park at East Gate Hall on March 9th from noon to 3. A new $200 million high-performance computing facility will soon be coming to Wisconsin Rapids. Digital Power Optimization Incorporated, or DPO, is working in partnership with Billerud subsidiary Consolidated Water Power Company to build the new facility on land within the old mill property. This state-of-the-art project will enable up to 20 megawatts of AI computing. DPO has secured a definitive land lease extending for up to 50 years, interconnection rights to an existing and energized substation, and access to a firm power supply. DPO expects the project to break ground and begin vertical construction in 2026. The Wisconsin housing market is getting less and less affordable. According to the Wisconsin Association of Realtors, increasing home values, higher mortgage rates, and stagnant incomes have made it tougher for people to pay for their home. Median home prices rose almost 9% across Wisconsin in 2024. The average home price statewide is now $310,000. Meanwhile, in Madison, the median home price has been about $430,000 for a bit. Inventory is still low, keeping demand high. According to Redfin, the Midwest is the most affordable region of the country, but we now also have the fastest-growing prices. You can find more news and sign up for our weekly newsletter at BowFallsRadio.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're looking for a new hobby that requires almost absolutely no activity, consider herkel-derkeling. It's a centuries-old Scottish tradition. Herkel-derkeling translates to the art of lazing in bed. The practice encourages people to stay in their pajamas and not get up. Most of us consider this being lazy or depressed, but if you use the phrase herkel-derkel, it makes it sound more clinical. Still probably not an acceptable excuse for being late to work. Now, hotels are encouraging people to take a herkel-derkel stay. Yes, by all means, go spend a few hundred bucks a night to stay in bed and not do anything. Money well spent. Amy Schumer says she might actually be canceled after admitting to hooking up with a fan. She talked about the experience on the Call Her Daddy podcast, saying that a professional baseball player who was a huge fan visited her for a rendezvous in her hotel room one night. She goes into more detail on the podcast. Let's just say they did more than herkel-derkel. Schumer's new comedy special, Kind of Pregnant, drops February 5th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds, maybe a flurry or two today and breezy, highs 30 to 35. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows 10 to 15, and more clouds tomorrow, breezy with flurries, highs in the low 30s. Mild and dry for the rest of the week. Right now it's 22.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabo.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and founder of Chip's Money Tips, Chip Chinnery, and filmmaker Nathan Deming, who is touring Wisconsin to promote his film February. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabo. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m.
for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by sending us a text or calling us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Be part of the program. You can watch our video stream at YouTube.com and Facebook.com on the 98.9 WXCO portions of those sites as well. One more thing I wanted to mention about the Charlie Sykes article beyond the Sam Cuffell content.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the hypocrisy, the idea of canceling somebody for one thing and then wrapping your arms around it if it's somebody that you care for says basically the same kind of things. Sykes says, some of you are perhaps old enough to remember when MAGA's great cause was the fight against cancel culture. And indeed, the great icons of the right continue to posture as free speech absolutists. The next line made me just annoyed.
Oh, boy.
According to an article at the Financial Times, you know, pretty major publication. According to a top banker, so somebody that's got a pretty big job, somebody that's involved in the finance industry, who is a MAGA, this top banker said, quote, "I feel liberated after Trump's victory. We can say," I'm not going to say the word. It's
insulting.
Very. It's a word that's a hurtful word about somebody who has maybe mentally challenged.
No, not that word.
The person says, we can say that word and another word for a cat, which also can be used as woman's sexual.
Why? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you people?
But this person says, we can say bleep and bleep without fear of getting canceled. It's a new dawn. Why are people this horrible? Why would they be that horrible?
Why do you think that saying those words is okay in any sense? I mean, do you even know what those words mean, just like,
why do they think why do they think that's liberating?
Why do they think that's okay?
But that goes back to the whole idea of where we are right now. Over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
President of the United States and other leaders, whether it's a governor, a mayor, other leaders, they should be asking the people to be their best selves, not their worst selves. Donald Trump, that line is, I think, a great example of what Donald Trump asks of the people, which is nothing. He says you can be your worst selves and feel good about it. That's wrong in every level.
Absolutely.
And to use those kind of derogatory terms to hurt other people. That's all they are. They're there to hurt other people. And
those terms shouldn't even be used in conversation. Just, these are terrible slander words.
So, again, that's where we stand. And the thing about it, and the challenge I would give to people who may be tuned in right now, we may not be getting the leadership from the White House that we would like to get in terms of being our better selves. But that does not give you an excuse to be your worst self. Just because Donald Trump says terrible things doesn't mean you can say terrible things. So, again, I just found this a shake of the head. A shake of the head. We can be better than that. We can. And I don't understand how to. Donald Trump can't be better than this. Why doesn't he ask for more of us? I don't know. I don't mean to spend all this time on Donald Trump. But over the weekend as well, another controversial story came out. For a day or so, it looked as though the United States Air Force had removed a video in training of new members of the Air Force, a video about the first black airmen in the U.S. military, known as the Tuskegee Airmen, heroes. But apparently Donald Trump and his new Secretary of Defense, in their never-ending fight against DEI, had it removed for a day. But the good news is, the U.S. Air Force yesterday said it will resume instruction of trainees using a video about the Tuskegee Airmen, which is now, after incredible pushback, passed review to ensure compliance with President Donald Trump's ban on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
Man, another classic of example of him trying to whitewash history.
Trump has prohibited DEI throughout the U.S. government and the U.S. military. New Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who was sworn in on Friday, has made eliminating DEI from the military a top priority. By the way, I saw a great comment over the weekend.
Yeah?
Concerning Pete Hegseth. I'm trying to find it here. Oh, where is this? But basically, somebody put out, this is why these DEI conversations are funny to me. The black guy, and he was using this as talking about Lloyd Austin, who was the Secretary of Defense under Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me again. I still have this nasty cough, even though the voice is getting a little better, but the cough seems to be sticking around. Apologize for that. The black guy had to be a brigade commander, division commander, corps commander, multinational corps commander, United States Forces commander, vice chief of staff of Army, United States Central Commander, get awarded the Silver Star, and be a four-star general to even be considered for the Secretary of Defense. Meanwhile, the other guy just had to be in the Army. So, again, if you look at this idea of Pete Hegseth saying that, oh, DEI is the problem, what is it where you have all these underqualified folks who basically get in because they're a bunch of white buddies of Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is nuts, this war on DEI. And the unfortunate aspect of it is, whether in Wisconsin or whether nationally, it seems like it's being won by the other side. The idea of making sure that we have diversity and equity and inclusion. Mm-hmm. It's not about putting folks who are not qualified into positions. It's making sure that people who are qualified have equal opportunity to others.
Absolutely.
Bottom line. And the idea that Pete Hegseth's top priority is military chief, Secretary of Defense, is the elimination of DEI. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Natural's priorities are just out of whack. But what happened over the weekend? It was reported by Reuters on Saturday that the video about the Tuskegee Airmen, as well as another about civilian women pilots trained by the U.S. military during World War II, known as Women Air Force Service Pilots, were not being taught in basic training at Joint Base San Antonio pending a review. The move was first reported by the San Antonio Express News, and it created an uproar, including in Alabama, home to the training base in Tuskegee, where the airmen got their name. Even Omega, Alabama Senator Katie Britt, in a post on social media platform X, described the decision to pause teaching the videos as malicious compliance with the DEI review. Hegseth responded on X, "We're all over it, Senator. This will not stand."
Yeah.
So the blowback got the videos back into the training. The Air Force yesterday said both videos will be taught. But it shows that even for a day, that these American heroes, the Tuskegee Airmen, were going to be erased. And that's what we're getting. We are having so many areas of our history erased by MAGAs. We're not going to teach this. We're not going to teach that. It is wrong on every level.
Yeah, it's just another, it's just, you know, our history as a country is not the greatest. You know, it's not like, okay, I got one. Okay, well.
We've got parts of our history. Our history is not it's not perfect. It's not perfect.
But we're learning from our history. I mean, that's why we teach history. So we talk about our past and remember where we've come from and where we're going, and we try to improve upon that. Our history is not a perfect, as Mr. Trump says it is. Our history is full of a lot of conflict, a lot of wars, and a lot of issues.
And if you don't learn from history, you're bound to repeat it. Bottom line.
So people need to remember that. I mean, honestly.
And again, I go back to what I said earlier in the show. We need some leadership from the Democratic Party here. Trump, over and over and over again, are pushing these things. We cannot sit back and just, not much we can do here. Chuck Schumer, where's your voice?
Please.
Hakeem Jeffries, where's your voice? Tammy Baldwin, where's your voice?
Stand up for our
We need
values.
You all to stand up now, every single day, over and over and over again.
Please.
Our daily history lesson, coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
Old Falls Radio, WXCO. At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We have updates on important state Supreme Court cases involving the outcome of a November 2024 North Carolina Supreme Court election and whether Pennsylvania can count mail ballots with missing dates. First in North Carolina, where after two recounts, a race for Supreme Court justice is separated by 734 votes, with 5.5 million ballots cast. Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs was declared the winner over Appeals Court Judge Jefferson Griffin, but Griffin refused to concede and appealed to invalidate as many as 60,000 voters. Griffin's challenge includes voters with felony convictions, despite North Carolina's returning citizen rights restoration. He and the North Carolina GOP also challenge voters with incomplete registration information, some of whom are even elected officials and have voted for years. Wednesday, the Carolina Journal reported that the North Carolina Supreme Court refused to hear the case in a 5-1 decision, sending it back to Wake County Superior Court to consider Judge Griffin's complaints. Back in October, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court refused to rule on whether on-time mail-in ballots missing a signing date could be counted. Of the two challenges filed, the ACLU's argument that rejecting the ballots is a violation of the state constitution's free and equal elections clause will be considered. No trial date has been set. We have more on both cases at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on Air.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Monday, January the 27th of 2025. Day number 27 of this year. There are 338 days remaining in 2025. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1756, composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was born in Austria. On this date in 1880, Thomas Edison received a patent for his electric incandescent lamp. On this date in 1963, the first inductees into the Pro Football Hall of Fame were announced. On this date in 1977, the Vatican reaffirmed the Roman Catholic Church's ban on female priests. On this date in 1981, President Ronald Reagan greeted the 52 former American hostages released by Iran at the White House. On this date in 1998, First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton, appearing on NBC's Today Show, said allegations against her husband were the work of a vast right-wing conspiracy. On this date in 2002, in his State of the Union address, President George W. Bush described regimes that sponsor terror as an axis of evil, in which he included Iraq, Iran, and North Korea. And on this date in 2024, the world's largest cruise ship, Icon of the Seas, able to house 7,600 passengers at 365 meters, five times larger than the Titanic, set sail from Miami on its maiden voyage.
It's a big ship.
A few famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. James Cromwell, actor, is 85 years old today. Actor Mimi Rogers is 69. Actor Bridget Fonda is 61.
Actor Alan Cumming is 60. Comedian Patton Oswalt is 56. And Rosamund Pike, actor, is 46 years old as well. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you. From all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is International Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Very important.
It's the 80th anniversary of one of the more important days of history.
I agree.
The liberation of Auschwitz. The Soviet Army's liberation of Auschwitz, the largest Nazi concentration and extermination camp. So when you see Elon Musk putting his arm up like he did, remember what happened.
Never forget.
Also, it is Chocolate Cake Day. It is Preschool Health and Fitness Day. It is National Geographic Day. It is Better Business Communication Day.
Mm-hmm.
It is Bubble Wrap Day. It is Vietnam Peace Day. And it's Thomas Crapper Day. Crapper is often incorrectly credited with inventing the flush toilet, but the honor actually goes to Sir John Harrington. Crapper, who lived from 1836 to 1910, was an English plumber and businessman who founded Thomas Crapper and Company, a company specializing in sanitary equipment. While he did not invent the flush toilet, he held several plumbing patents, popularized indoor plumbing through his innovative bathroom showrooms, and contributed to improvements like the U-bend trap and the floating ball cock.
Jeez.
And that's why they call it the crapper.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right. It's time for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
Every day we give Ian an opportunity to guess the number for the day. And it is... we give him three different choices, so based on the math, he should get one out of three right by guessing 33%. So if at the end of the week he has better than 33% correct, he has a passing grade. If he has under 33%, he has a failing grade. But we want better than that. We want a winning week, which is more right than wrong, which is 3 out of 5. And his best ever week is 4 out of 5. Still looking for that perfect 5 out of 5 week.
Yep. It's out there. Hopefully I can start it today.
And do you know what the topic is?
A Groundhog Day.
Yep.
Which is coming up on Sunday.
Groundhog Day is coming up on Sunday.
Right.
Our number for the day. The year of the first official Groundhog Day celebrated in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
The year of the first Groundhog
Day. Yep, the first Groundhog Day.
Okay, what are my choices?
Choices are 1887.
Okay.
1917. 1947.
1887, 1917, 1947. The year of the very first Groundhog Day. 1887, 1917, 1947. Okay, I'm going to go with my gut here. I'm going to say... I'm going to say, I'm going to go with 1887 which I think is the first official Groundhog Day. 1887 is my final answer. Lock it in.
The first official Groundhog Day was celebrated on February the 2nd, 1887.
Yes!
One for one.
Okay. It's a good start. It's a good start.
Good start. Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody.
And everybody, join us tomorrow morning, 8 till 10 a.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO.
All I need is a TV show. Dial the radio.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend happenings in terms of news and offer you another look at what's worse, your opportunity to call in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel says a list from Hamas shows 8 of its 33 hostages scheduled for return from Gaza are dead. CBS's Remy Innocencio says displaced Palestinians are returning home.
Mostly rubble is what they're returning to, because we know that the IDF has been focused on northern Gaza in order to try to, in its own words, destroy Hamas.
A White House official confirms President Trump will sign an executive order today on trans people in the military. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
This would direct the Department of Defense to determine a policy regarding transgender service in the military based on readiness. This wouldn't be a blanket ban like it was in the first administration.
In Poland, world leaders marked 80 years since the liberation of the notorious Nazi death camp Auschwitz. The Nasdaq's down 531. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot.